Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Kevin is going to be talking today about an issue that is of great importance to first-time real estate investors, and that is, be prepared to be disappointed when you buy your first rental property. Because not every purchase the first time is a success, and you may have unreasonable expectations about the outcome. And as a result, that can skew your perception of things, but you should not be discouraged to move forward and persevere. And Kevin's going to talk about those things and more. So let me bring him on the program right now. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, thank you, Lewis.
So let's talk about this. You buy your first rental property, you have a lot of optimism, high expectations, and reality hits you square in the jaw. Talk to us about that.
Well, you hit the nail on the head in your introduction when you said you stressed not to be discouraged or disappointed, though it may happen. And that's not my intent today with this topic, to discourage or disappoint you, but more so to prepare you. Because today I'm going to talk a little bit from my own experience, initially as a part-time real estate investor, which is how I started, which is how many people start, and draw back on my experience. And that experience is still prevalent today, even as a full-time Homevestor franchisee and real estate investor here in Dallas, Texas. So I'll kind of speak from experience and speak from the heart on this one. And here's what I'm alluding to. You finally bought that first rental property, and you searched for it, and you purchased it, and you've closed on it, and that first rental income check finally arrives in the mailbox. And to put some perspective on that, you know, that transaction, that initial purchase, it may have taken place weeks ago. It could very realistically have taken place months ago. So you can only imagine your elation and your celebration when that first check finally arrives. Because you can think about it, you probably put 20% down on that property when you purchased it, depending on how you financed it, probably a significant amount of cash. You probably put down, depending on the structure of the loan you chose to use, if you used a loan, you may have put down another 3%, 4%, 5% in closing costs when you purchased that property, another significant outlay of cash. Once that was all done, you probably got into that home and painted and put in carpet and tile and did whatever was necessary to prepare it for your first tenant, another significant outlay of cash. Once you had the house ready, you probably then started marketing it. And maybe you ran newspaper ads, or maybe you hired a realtor, or maybe you hired a property manager to help you find that perfect tenant for your first property. All more outlays of cash. And it probably has taken some time. And during that time, you had utilities, and you had to mow the lawn, and you had to maintain that property as you were showing it and getting ready for that first tenant. More outlays of cash. So the point is, you can only imagine how you're going to feel after those weeks or perhaps those months go by and you continually are incurring expenditures on that property. When that first check comes in and that first source of income actually comes in, it's going to be quite a moment for you, and you're going to be excited. And you should be, because you've worked hard to get there. But I can tell you from my own personal experience, that excitement and that elation, it may disappear as quickly as you open that envelope with that first check, that first rent check, that first source of income on that property. And here's what I mean. Once that first check comes in, you know, technically, you turn around and you pay the interest on the loan for that month, for that property. You pay the principal payment on the loan for that month, for that property. You probably are paying some escrowed property taxes. You're pro- probably paying, or hopefully paying, some escrowed homeowner's insurance from that rent check. You may be paying monthly HOA dues from that rent check. You may even be paying a property manager from that rent check. So you can only imagine, after that rent check arrives and you put it in your bank account, how quickly that rent check gets depleted as you, and once again, incur more expenditures or more outlays. And this is where that elation and that celebration can quickly disappear. But I'm here to tell you, don't let it disappear. Don't get discouraged. Don't get disappointed as that first check comes in and then quickly disappears, so to speak. And here's why. What's left at the end of that month from that rent check after those expenditures, that's your cash flow. And that could be various amounts of money depending on the property, the rent, and the loan structure you have on it. But that's not relevant here. You do have some cash flow, and you should be thankful for that, and that is worth celebrating. But there's many more ways that you're going to gain wealth and build wealth from that rental property outside of that cash flow. As a matter of fact, that is only one of five ways. And so let's talk about the other four ways that you're generating and building wealth in addition to that monthly cash flow off that one rental property. And my objective here is that you realize that there's so much more to your rental property and what it's doing to build wealth for you than that one monthly cash flow amount. So let's talk about the other four. Let's talk about number two. It's principal pay down. Don't forget that that tenant that month that just completed, they probably worked a week and a half accumulating money and earning money to turn around and give to you so that you could pay off that month's principal balance on that loan. It takes the average tenant in the United States about a week and a half or seven working days, full working days, to earn enough money to pay that rent check to you so that you can pay down a principal payment on that loan for that property. So don't underestimate or forget that. That doesn't come to you immediately in the form of monthly cash flow, but don't forget that you just made a significant payment on the principal of that loan. And you're gonna get someday, a long time from now, when you go to sell that property, that'll come back to you. And if you need some short-term motivation or incentive, look at your balance sheet each month or each year. As you see that debt, that principal get reduced, your liabilities are going down and your assets are going up. So that's number two benefit, the principal pay down that, oh, by the way, you didn't pay down, your tenant did. Let's look at number three, the third benefit of owning a rental property. We've covered cash flow monthly. We've covered principal pay down monthly. Don't forget appreciation, number three, the third benefit that you may forget. Conservatively in the United States, real estate appreciates about 3.5% to 5.5% each year. And of course, we've got ups and downs and swings in the market, but remember, you're a real estate investor. You're a long-term buy and hold investor. You're not in and out. You're buying that property for a long-term wealth-building investment tool. So you'll weather those storms. And conservatively, asset is going to appreciate at 3.5% to 5.5% per year. And once again, you're not going to realize that each month. You're not going to cash that out each month. But you will benefit from that over time when you go to sell that property. As that asset continues to grow, you'll enjoy that financial gain at some point in the long future. Let's talk about the fourth benefit of owning rental real estate, and that is equity capture. Don't forget, if you purchased the right property at the right price, ideally, you purchased a distressed property, and you put some money and elbow grease into it, and you fixed it up, you probably captured some instant equity when you purchased that property. And once again, you're not going to enjoy this or this out immediately. It's a long-term benefit to real estate ownership. But think about it. If you bought a distressed property, there's a real good chance you instantly captured at the point of purchase 10, 20, or even 30% equity, meaning that perhaps you bought a $100,000 house for $60,000 and you put $10,000 into it. So you're $70,000 into a $100,000 asset. Well, there's $30,000 of equity capture there that you obtained at the point of purchase. Don't forget the value of that over time as you continue to hold that asset and what that does for you and what it will ultimately do for you when you go to sell that property at some point in the far-off future when you're retired and when it makes sense. So equity capture is the fourth benefit that you may not realize each month when you rip open that rent check envelope, but don't forget, it's out there, and it's an asset that you now own that's continuing to grow and that will continue to appreciate, and that equity will only increase over time if you're patient. And now number five, the fifth advantage, and once again, you're not going to feel this advantage every month when you open that rent check envelope, and So I bring this to you so that, once again, don't get discouraged. Don't get disappointed when that cash flow is all you see tangible each month. All of these are great benefits of real estate, so don't forget them. And this fifth one is just as critical. And though I won't speak great length about it, because I encourage you to talk to your accountant, but don't forget the long-term tax advantages of owning real estate. There's huge tax benefits from the interest expense that you're paying, the property tax expenses, the depreciation on that property. Your CPA or your accountant will educate you and tell you all about these benefits and ensure that you're taking advantage of them. And once again, they're not the monthly check in the envelope, but they are long-term tangible benefits to owning rental real estate that you're enjoying 24 hours a day, each and every day, though they may not be tangible or apparent to you. So my point with these five benefits of owning rental real estate, cash flow, principal pay down, appreciation, equity capture, and tax advantage, is if you find yourself discouraged when you open up that first rent check that first month and you begin to second guess and wonder, what did I do? Was this a smart move? Be sure you're looking at your investment holistically across all five of these elements. If one of them does not excite you, perhaps the other one does. And likely, if you're looking at it correctly, all five of them will excite you significantly. And stand by and don't forget the principle that investing in real estate, it's not a way to quickly get rich. But it's a way to successfully build wealth slowly, consistently, and significantly over time. And if you want to accelerate that rate that it's building wealth for you, or you want to increase the magnitude of the wealth it's building for you, then you should be motivated by that monthly check that comes in. And you should realize that the way I accelerate or the way I increase the magnitude of the wealth that I'm building with rental real estate is to buy more properties. And so it's the complete inverse of don't become discouraged from that one initial property. That should motivate you and help you see what you can do with rental real estate as you continue to build your portfolio over time. That first house, it's just the first step toward your true financial reward.
These are all great points, as always, Kevin, and they remind us, and they should remind all real estate investors, that patience is essential, and you need to have the discipline to persevere, because if you have that strength, then you can build a portfolio of not only rental properties, but ultimately be a success. Kevin, I want to thank you for joining us today. A genuine pleasure.
Thank you, Lewis.